I want to talk once again about the six laws and go over the six laws once again and throw some greater insight. First of all, thoughts are real forces. Let's really understand that our thoughts are a creative substance, that it is our thoughts that create our reality. I mean, there's only two things that make things happen in life, and that is your thoughts and your actions. No action can happen without you first thinking about it. So it becomes quite obvious that the most important determining factor in what is going to happen to us in our life is our thoughts. And to realize that these are creative substances, that every thought is a force, an energy, and is having an effect in our life, every single thought. The second law, that the mind is a sending and receiving station of thoughts. Sending and receiving, happening all the time. First of all, let's speak about it being a receiving station of thought. It's like radio signals. I mean, you've got a number of radio stations here, and depending on where you turn your dial, that sets up a certain frequency and attracts that signal. And according to where your dial is located on your radio, that's the signal that you attract. And yet all the radio frequencies are out in the atmosphere. And it's the same thing with thoughts, is that you're always attracting and receiving thoughts according to your vibration. For example, if you have a successful vibration, if you are predominantly thinking successful thoughts, then you're going to attract more successful thoughts to you. If you're a worrier, if you worry all the time, then what happens is you set up within yourself a worry vibration and you attract to yourself things to worry about. You're always receiving thoughts according to your vibration. And to recognize that if you want to have a successful vibration, if you want to have a prosperity vibration, if you want to have a health vibration, then it's real simple. Think those thoughts, and that will set up that vibration within you, and then those are the type of thoughts that you're going to attract, because the mind is a sending and receiving station of thought. The mind is a sending station of thought. You can send thoughts to other people. You can pick someone, let's say in a restaurant, that looks really dejected and really down, and you can decide to send that person thoughts of love, thoughts of well-being. And just by thinking about them, just by focusing on them, you can send them that energy. And don't be surprised if after a couple minutes they start turning around, because they will feel that energy coming. And if you continue doing it, then what happens quite often is that the whole facial expression of the person will change, because they will receive that energy and you're sending that energy. And it's just as easy to send energy 5,000 miles away as it is across the room. And the reason for that is because the energy doesn't go in the atmosphere, it goes in consciousness. And as I said, we are all holographic, we are all tiny, the subconscious mind is a tiny holographic piece of all reality. We are all plugged in to the web of the same reality, and so you can send thoughts to other people thousands of miles away. And that's why absent healing works so well, is because it goes through consciousness. And the beautiful thing about it is that whatever you send to somebody, you receive that energy yourself. In other words, in order to send love and well-being to somebody, you have to first think those thoughts. And while you're thinking those thoughts, that becomes your vibration and energy while you're thinking it. In fact, the universe has been designed in such a way that it is set up for us to help one another, that we get benefit from helping one another. And it also works in the opposite. For example, imagine someone like this, and we all know people like this. I went to the butcher today and that guy tried to rip me off. You know, you really have to watch everyone. I saw him put his finger there on the scale. I called, I said, don't you put your finger on the scale. And he denied it, but I know he was out to cheat me. And you know, that landlady of mine, she upped and raised my rent. And you know, people are so selfish. You know, everybody's out for themselves. And you know, you go walking down the street and people appear to be happy, but they're not happy. People are miserable. Inside. And then the kids, you know, they got it so easy nowadays, you know. I mean, they didn't have to work like I did all the time. And the government, those bloody bunch of idiots, I don't know what they're doing in there, you know. And you got to really watch. Everybody's out for themselves, and I'll tell you, I'm out for myself, and I'm watching everybody all the time. Now, we all know people like that. Have you ever noticed how those people almost always have serious health problems? And they have disastrous things happening to them consistently and regularly. And of course they do. Because that is their vibration. That's why I said in earlier that to get into the habit of thinking great thoughts of other people. Because you see, if you're criticizing people all the time, in your mind, doesn't matter what comes out of your mouth. In your mind, if you're criticizing people all the time, putting them down all the time, finding fault with them all the time, that is your energy. That's your energy. And I once worked with a very wise shaman who told me that the subconscious mind cannot tell the difference between criticism of others and criticism of yourself. So that if you're criticizing others all the time, the subconscious picks up on the rhythm of that and begins to criticize you. So get into the habit of thinking great thoughts about other people, because that becomes your vibration and energy. The mind is a sending and receiving station of thought happening all the time. The third law is the law of attraction. And the law of attraction states that thoughts that are emotionalized become magnetized and attract similar and like thoughts. Well, there's a second part to that law that I haven't shared with you yet. And the second part of this law is that we are forever attracting to ourselves. We are forever attracting to ourselves conditions and circumstances most like our predominant thought patterns. We're forever attracting to ourselves conditions and circumstances most like our predominant thought patterns. So if your predominant thought patterns are of success, if that's the way that you predominantly think, you are attracting success to you. If your predominant thought patterns are about how difficult it is to have a good relationship, then you are attracting to you difficulty in having a relationship. If your predominant thought patterns are about how hard it is to get ahead financially, then you are attracting to you difficulty in finances. That you are forever attracting to yourself conditions and circumstances most like your predominant thought patterns. And your creating period is the single most powerful force in your life for creating thought patterns. Because your creating period is the only time where you go into your consciousness and do mind powers over and above what outer reality would suggest. And it's a lot like, to use an analogy, about how powerful your creating period is. And you can manifest anything in your creating period. Imagine that you took a home aquarium, and it's filled, you take out all the fishes and the little apparatuses, and you're just left with some home aquarium filled with water. And you take an eyedropper full of red dye, and you put one drop of red dye into the water. What happens? Nothing. Dissipates. Disappears. The next day, you come in and you put one drop of red dye into the water. What happens? Again, nothing. Completely dissipates. The next day, you come back and you put one drop of red dye into the water. What happens? Absolutely nothing. What's wrong with you? Can't you see it doesn't work? But the next day, you come back and you put one drop, just one drop of red dye into the water. What happens? Nothing. Dissipates. Not working. The next day, you come back and you put one drop of red dye into the water, and what happens? Zilch. It is not working. Any idiot could tell you that this does not work. But the student of mind powers remembers that you must persist. Even when you don't see results, you persist. Especially when you don't see results, you persist. And I'll tell you, if you persist in putting one drop of red dye into that water, what will happen is eventually that water will turn milky, then it will turn pink, and then it will turn red from one drop a day. And that's exactly how you can begin transforming your life in any way that you choose. Your creating period, that 15, 20 minutes a day, is your eyedropper. And people always want to know what's going to happen to them in their future. Well, I have a very accurate and easy method that will be able to predict quite accurately what is going to happen to you in your future. And it takes 2 weeks, and this is what you do. Every day for 2 weeks, you write down every single thought that you think. Okay, so it's not so easy. But just bear with me. Imagine that this is what you did. And you put it into your computer. And then you put it into categories. These are my thoughts about money. These are my thoughts about my relationships. These are my thoughts about health. And then look for patterns. Look for patterns. When you think about money, are you worried about it? Are you excited about it? Look for patterns. Because as soon as you have discovered patterns, you can quite accurately predict what's going to happen to you. Because you're forever attracting to yourself conditions and circumstances most like your predominant thought patterns. Not your wishes, not your hopes, not your desires, not your most cherished dreams. But you are forever attracting to yourself conditions and circumstances most like your predominant thought patterns. And your creating period is your eyedropper, and it creates patterns. The fourth law is the law of control. And the law of control states that we are forever experiencing thoughts, but we have the power and the ability to either entertain them or dismiss them. So when you know what it is that you don't want to have happen to you, I mean, let's say that you want this to happen to you. You want this to happen to you. You want this to happen to you. But you don't want that to happen to you. Nothing personal, by the way, there. When you know what it is that you don't want to have happen to you, like make a little mental note that I don't want that to happen to me, and then don't think those thoughts. Don't feed the beast. And that's exactly opposite to what most people do. Most people, when they have something that they don't want to have happen to them, they think about it, they worry about it, they focus on it, they manifest it. So, when you know what it is that you don't want to have happen to you, congratulate yourself. It's to your very great advantage to know what it is that you don't want to have happen to you. It's sensational that you know what it is that you don't want to have happen to you. That's great. It's really wonderful to know what it is that you don't want to have happen to you. Make a little mental note, and look at the size of it. It's a tiny mental note. Make a little mental note that I don't want that to happen to me. And then don't think those thoughts. Create visualizations and affirmations on the exact opposite. I mean, if you don't want that to happen to you, here's where the energy goes. Don't feed that energy. This is where the energy and vibration goes. And isn't it wonderful to know what you don't want to have happen to you? The fifth law is the law of insertion. And the law of insertion states that we have the power and the ability to insert any thought of any type into our mind. And this is such an incredible law. And oh, how rarely we use it to anywhere near its potential. Can you be thinking health thoughts while you're sick? Of course you can. Because you can put anything into your mind. Not all day, not constantly, but can you have a time each day where you vibrate with health? Of course you can. Can you be thinking success while you're failing? Of course you can. Can you be thinking abundance while you're having problems making your rent? Of course you can. In fact, that's the way that you must think. You must train your mind every day to move beyond limited conditions. Your consciousness is not limited to outer reality. Your consciousness is not limited. I remember one time I was at a city where I was doing a course and I was running some advertisements, and I called up the radio station to find out when my advertisements were running, and they put me through to the proper department, and a woman answered the phone and she says, "I'm sorry, we can't give you your times right now because the computer's running a program and we can't get into it while it's running a program. Can you call back in 20 minutes? And I hung up the phone and I thought, that's amazing. I mean, isn't that great? I can't get into the computer because it's running a program. And that's exactly what you do when you do mind powers, when you have your creating period. When you have your creating period, reality's not allowed in. Come back in 20 minutes. And that's what we train ourselves to do, is we train ourselves. We're not mesmerized by outer reality. We know that our consciousness is more powerful than outer reality. So we take into our consciousness and have that creating period, manifesting and creating using mind power techniques. And then the sixth and final law is that the inner and outer worlds are connected. And there's four stages that you go through when you work with mind powers in order to manifest. Four stages. And I'm going to show you these four stages right now using some very simple algebra. Now, let's say that in the outer world, you are an X person. You're an X person because X conditions and circumstances happen to you. And because you're an X person and X conditions and circumstances happen to you, what happens in the inner? X, right? Because the inner will always reflect and mirror the outer. Always, always. The only time it doesn't is during your creating period. That's the only time. And that's why your creating period is so powerful. So let's say that you're not happy with being an X person. You want to be a Y person. You want Y conditions and circumstances to happen to you. So what do? You begin changing the inner. You begin vibrating with why. You begin creating why. You begin visualizing why. And you begin working with a lot of why energy. And what happens? X. And that might surprise you, but that is the second stage of mind powers. The second stage of mind powers is that you change your thinking, but your reality still doesn't change. Why? Because reality is a delayed reflection of your consciousness. So, what do? Well, quite obviously, you give up. Doesn't work, does it? Gave it my best shot, sounded great during the course, looks good in the books, but it obviously doesn't work. But the student of mind powers understands that you persist even when you don't see results. You persist especially when you don't see results. So you persist at working Y energy. Then what happens is you get a combination of X and Y. Now, this third stage can be even trickier than the second stage. Because what happens in the third stage is that you get intermittent results. Sometimes it's working, sometimes it's not. And when it's working, it's fabulous, you feel great. When it's not, you're wondering what's happened, it was working so well. If you get intermittent results, don't be discouraged. That is the third stage. And then the fourth stage is that you persist at working with the Y energy, and then you get the Y reality. Now, be very aware of the second and third stage, because that's where most people get tripped up. And also be aware that you will go through those four stages in manifesting working with mind powers. You don't get to go from stage 1 to 4. You go from stage 1 to 2. Then you go from stage 2 to 3. And then you go from stage 3 to 4. Let me talk about the self-image.